What's so great about dumb old Texas?
What did you say?
Texas is dumb?
Can't say anything bad about dumb old Texas?
No, you can't!
Oh, then, can we say people from Texas are dumb?
No, you can't say nothing about Texas!
Look, Patrick, I'm Texas! Hey, howdy, y'all!
I'm Texas,
howdy,
too!
Howdy, y'all!
Get a dog, little Arnie! Get
howdy,
a dog!
Y'all. Howdy, y'all!
Get a dog, little Arnie! Get a dog!
Y'all best cut it out!
The stars in night. Whenever they have to be over dumb old stupid Texas! Hey, Patrick, what am I now?
Stupid?
No, I'm Texas!
What's the difference?
Ah!
Yeah, who needs dumb old Texas?
I mean, if I was at the front of the line hoping yesterday in any competition where Nebraska and Texas are going at each other, the Nebraska would win. But the better team won yesterday in volleyball to get to the Final Four. And as I said in the open, it pained you more because it's the burnt orange that beat Nebraska. Well, that happens on Nebraska's home turf, playing right here in Omaha with 4,000 people yesterday, dressed in red, trying to will Nebraska into the Final Four. Again, this season with Nebraska volleyball, first of all, way too short. It never felt right. It almost feels empty that you wanted more. You know, Nebraska went 16-3 and, you know, it meant a lot. Nicklin Hames or emotions would have been great to have Lauren Stiverns at 100%. It just was a weird year. And hopefully we get back to a normal year and a normal competition calendar. But with that said, Texas wins yesterday, and boy, did they trigger people. I think around here, because of the past history, anything that involves Texas from Nebraska's standpoint, you're going to get triggered. First and foremost, stop. Do not let Texas live in your head rent-free. You don't want a tweet to trigger you? Win. You know how to shut them up? Win. Social media has really taken college rivalries to a whole different level. Some people are uncomfortable with them, and there are two tweets in particular. The tweet yesterday, so much for a home, and home is crossed out, and then in parentheses, corn field advantage. Now, that is 1,400 likes. If you read the replies, it's a blank show. People going back and forth. They had it set up. I'm sure a lot of it had to do with, you know, Nebraska sent out a tweet earlier in the day. Huskum Corn and Lexi Sun was the featured player, the former Texas Longhorn. Texas had, just like probably Nebraska, had their social media, they had the cachet all lined up. What was going to happen? You know that Texas had that tweet set up because that's not a graphic you just do at the end of a match. You're waiting to use that. And Texas was bothered by all the attention towards Nebraska. Well, let me tell you something. You're in the best state for volleyball that has the most passionate fans, and they care about the local team. So the local team is going to get discussed, and I don't know if you know this or not, but the local team is pretty good. They've got a nice little run of success in the sport of volleyball. So if that gets you triggered, man, be tougher. But for Nebraska fans, they got really upset by a couple of tweets. Now, the second one has been deleted. And that was one that went the way of taking a shot indirectly at Lexi Sun. I've been in this game before. I know what the social media is like and what you're trying to generate. I'll give Texas both of these. The all sky, no sun was actually very creative.
Very clever.
And unless you follow Texas or you follow Nebraska, you have no idea what the last part means.
Yep.
Or what the intention is. But a lot of people got upset. That's wrong. Be tougher. Don't let what Texas does on social media aggravate you. What they do against Nebraska on an athletic field should aggravate you the most. Now, did they cross the line going after a student athlete's, I guess you could say, subtweeting? Yeah. But we're talking about Texas here, and the tweet has been taken down. It was from their official volleyball account. Can't imagine what the conversation was like, but it drew quite the discussion around here. Again, you want to shut somebody up, shut their social media up. If a tweet is something that riles you up, and people that I would not think would, you know, are pretty strong, pretty confident, that come unhinged on this platform, you don't want that to happen? Shut them up. Didn't happen yesterday. Congratulations to Texas. They won. They move on to the Final Four. A lot of Wisconsin fans now in this state. But this is Texas. We've had enough history with Texas before. We talk a lot about football. 09, 10, 96, when Nebraska and Texas were together in the Big 12. You remember the controversy surrounding Augie Garrido and Texas playing in the College World Series, where Nebraska fans let Texas have it? And we got shunned around here. Hey, that's the College World Series. Leave all those things that you dislike about Texas off to the side. This is a NCAA event. No, it's not. This is college athletics. That's what makes college athletics so special is the rivalry. I'm glad people treated Texas like that at the College World Series. You know what? I dislike Texas. I'm not checking it at the door when I go to the College World Series. I'm checking it even more. But you remember what the pushback was. Augie Garrido got upset at Nebraska fans. Remember, he came back in town to apologize. Remember that? He had a press conference, old Rosenblatt Stadium. You've got two ginormous fan bases that during their run in the Big 12, when they were facing off against each other, were on some of the biggest stages of that conference. In a conference football championship game, conference baseball championship game, volleyball, going at each other to win a regular season title. But Texas wants you to hate them. They want you to hate them. Texas is the kid that's got all the money in the world and has got all the fancy clothes and doesn't have a ton of success and doesn't have a lot of friends. They want you to hate them. They generate their own interest back to them. That's what Texas does. And there's people that I know that are involved in Texas athletics that I think extremely highly of. I love their athletic director, Chris Del Conte. I think he's one of the best in the business. John Bianco, who runs the sports information department, is about the best in his field. Craig Way, the play-by-play guy, who I've known for ages. I really like him. There's other people in their athletic department that are so Texas. They're arrogant. They got all this money. They're the Yankees of college athletics. They want you to hate them. They want you to think that they have this enormous amount of success. They're a thorn in Nebraska's side. There is no doubt about that. Again, make a list, from the Nebraska football standpoint, make a list of games where you said, man, I cried. I bet you'll find one or two on there that involve Texas. So Texas wants you to dislike them. They don't like this state. They don't like Nebraska. These two programs don't like each other at all. Sure, publicly, both head coaches who are legends in their sport, they say the right things out loud, but probably behind the scenes, no. It's Nebraska, it's Texas. I wish they would play more in all sports, but it doesn't happen very much. So Texas wants you to hate them. It's not just a Nebraska thing. Look at any other their other rivals. But you know what Texas wants? You know what Texas wants? What they desperately, the Texas fan base, and I'm sure athletic administrators would love to have? They'd love to have yesterday. They'd love to have passionate fans that are not fair weather fans, that follow their program as aggressively as Nebraska fans follow their program. Texas fans are fair weather. Texas administrators, coaches, they'd love to have a super huge, passionate fan base that is with them regardless of what they're doing. So while they want you to hate them, they also want something that we have around here. And we're passionate about our program. We're not fair weather fans. We stick it out. We attend events in droves. But don't let them live in your head. They're good. They're good. They won yesterday. We'll see what they're going to be like in football. They may have made the right hire. But don't. You want to shut people up? Beat them. You want to use it this way? If you're on the side of, man, is Nebraska relevant anymore? Well, in volleyball, certainly they are. We ask that question in football. Look at social from the social media angle here. If it didn't mean anything for Texas to beat Nebraska in Omaha yesterday, would they have tweeted something like that? It shows you how big that was for them yesterday. Still means something. As Nebraska football struggles, and you know the shots in this past year that Nebraska was given on social media, still means something, right? So don't get caught up in their game. Just know that deep down inside, they would love to have what this program has in relationship to their fans. They're the kid that's got all the money, but they got no friends. And they're successful, true success, and then sometimes it's fake success. But again, don't let what they do on social media or who they are ruin your day. Because at the end of the day, Texas would like to be like Nebraska and some other programs that have super huge, passionate fan bases that are not fair weather fans, and that the number one priority is the college team they root for. Still want to know what the conversation was like to take down the tweet. All right, 11:15. We've got Matt Lothrop. We've got Robin Washington. We have Tom Chattel all to join us today. And we will try and figure out the biggest story about the number one player in the country committing to Gonzaga yesterday. We touched on it, and we've talked about him, the 7-foot-1 unicorn from Minnehaha Academy. But I think there's a bigger story in the pickup for Gonzaga yesterday that we are really bearing. You know, they say you're bearing the lead. I think we're bearing the bigger story about the pickup for Gonzaga yesterday.
Okay.
I'll explain a little bit later. If you would like to chime in on the folks from the 40 Acres, you can join us on the Share Omaha's Do Good Zone hotline, 402-951-1620. You can always email George or myself in the Equitable Bank inbox, where they take banking personally, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com, or on Twitter, JTech Construction Twitter feed, at GarySharp1620, at MyIceIsBlack04, or at Gary Sharp Show. God, I would love when, hey, it hasn't gone well, but please, in my lifetime, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here, can we get a home and home between Nebraska and Texas again in football?
Make it happen, and not in 10 years.
Well, last night I looked at Texas's schedule. They're pretty full. I mean, they've been aggressive in scheduling pretty marquee non-conference games. But please, in my lifetime, can we have Nebraska and Texas play a home-and-home in football? Please. Please. More than likely when it would be scheduled, Scott Frost or Steve Sarkisian would not be at the respective schools, but there would be players still wearing scarlet and cream, and there would still be players wearing burnt orange. Please give that to us. Please. I would love to see, you know, volleyball has had in scheduling where they'll do these big tournaments to kick off the year. Wouldn't it be nice to have Lexi's son at some point say, I'm coming back to Nebraska, and Nebraska and Texas get in one of these special tournaments to open up next year? Wouldn't that be nice? We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.